Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
But Paul Snowden does join us from the Peter and Paul team with Redzel. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning. How are you?
Good, mate. You're back where you were last year, and it's such an exciting build-up. Everyone knows this race is on Saturday.
I certainly do now after the events of what's happened in the last week. It's exciting to be part of. We've got a live chance again, and we couldn't be more happy with our bloke the way we're heading to do it again.
Your father said to us a few days after the last run, he was a bit angry on the day with the pace early and things like that. But he said in hindsight, probably, the howling wind and it just didn't work out. But and he was a bit fresh too.
Yeah, they're the key probably coming out of that is just sort of early in that mid section there. And obviously just set it up for everything behind him. So, they're two main components that you need to be quite aware of how fast you're going. And look, all he's done since his pleased us. Tuesday after he ran in the Premier, he nearly threw Julie coming off the track. She hung on and, it was all good. But, that's just where he's bounced back from that. He's in very good order at the moment. Like I say, we couldn't be more happy with him.
Did he do much this morning?
Yeah, he did a little bit. A bit of work actually, probably his main bit for Saturday. Did a little bit last Saturday morning as well. So Kieran was back on him. He hasn't rode him since the Premier, and he's pretty happy, and so are we. His coach come right through now, and he just tightened up a hell of a lot from the run, and just looks to be where we need to be.
Barrier draws, we'll know more after tonight, but it's going to be interesting. I heard Duff talking about it yesterday on Punter's Postmortem that. Maybe a horse like Home of the Brave and Redzel, there doesn't look to be a lot of pace that will go forward.
It doesn't. Look, obviously the barrier draw is going to be a main component of each and every one of those horses there. Personally, you always say you like to draw the middle, so hopefully we sort of get that 4, 5, 6 spot.
Yeah, I understand. Do you think, after watching his work this morning and probably seeing him come off the track and things like that, do you think he's similar to where you had him 12 months ago?
Leading into our first that run, he was in a lot better order, and I think they confirmed it on the day. So I've got to say, he's not the same, if not a little bit better, but he looks fantastic also. It's the best we're going to the races with him, presentation-wise, and I'm sure he'll run accordingly.
Track condition, obviously, you're out there. We're going to talk to Invest shortly, but, today's glorious. We've just got to – maybe the forecast is still there. We're going to get some rain.
Yeah, we had a little shower yesterday afternoon, but it just undoes the good work what it does drying previously. So there's no doubt that we're going to get some more in the lead-up to Saturday, but it's not no worry to us. We're good on wet or dry, and we run exactly the same. So, no drama here.
Good luck with the week ahead, Paul. It's the guys from Triple Crown are all there. We'll talk to them later in the week, the Ward boys. But it's you've been there, you've conquered, and you've got to do it again now, mate.
Yeah, it's a different case scenario for us than last year. But like I said before, it's a good thing to be part of. It's the build up's been massive, and. I said it last year, the race will get what it deserves, and it'll be a cracking lineup and a really important day for them.
Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you through the week.
See you, mate.